Zach Davies and the Brewers take on Michael Wacha and the Cardinals, and the Brew Crew will strike first in the third inning with Jonathan Villar.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a high fly deep into right center field, and the Brewers are going to take a 2-0 lead. My, oh my, what a shot from Villar. His fourth home run of the year, and it's 2-0 Crew. First pitch to Carpenter, swing and a line drive, left center, tough play. Broxton on the move, dives, he got it! What a play by Keon Broxton. He just took an extra base hit away from Matt Carpenter with a headlong dive in left center.
And the pitch, runner holding, swinging a liner to right center in the gap. Gonna get all the way to the wall, and VR gonna be sent home by Eddie Cedar. Here he comes, and the Brewers add one more on a ripping double by Eric Thames. Right now, it's Jacob Barnes against Colton Wong. The pitch, swinging a bouncer off the glove, flipped past Arcia at second by VR. And the run scores, and the Cardinals have tied the game.
He's thrown 19 strikes. Now the 1-2. Swinging a high fly deep into right. Piscotty back. Track wall. Gone. Three-run homer on a two-strike pitch. And Shaw hits a three-run jack. 7-4 Brewers.
Travis Shaw provides the extra inning thunder. Milwaukee wins 7-5 in 10. The Brewers have now won back-to-back games to get back over 500 at 14-13. Here's the manager, Craig Counsell.
It was a great game. I mean, it was you know, we had a lead. They battled back, you know, we had a Travis had a nice at bat, two strike home run in the 10th, 3-run homer. It's you know, a good way to win it. It's a win.
Was he compromised in any way with holding the bat? You know, was he in any pain? Did he say? He said holding the bat hurt him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's 100%, but he's doing pretty good.
Good enough to hit.
I don't think it's hurting anymore.
Craig, the four double plays turned tonight, but probably the biggest one was that one in the eighth to help Jacob get out of it.
Yeah, no, that was a big one for sure. But we got out of a lot of jams today. I mean, there was quite a few jams. Zach pitched his way out of some traffic a couple innings for sure. Jacob kind of struggled the first half of the inning, and I thought he pitched really well the second half of the inning. But, you know, they got some base runners and kind of did their damage before he kind of righted the ship. But Jacob's got to go through that stuff. He's got to experience it. I mean, he's 30 innings into his big league career, and that's a good spot for him. It was a good learning experience today. He's going to have to be out there in big spots, and tonight was a big spot, and you got to get through him.
Is that a confidence thing too, to know that he can make a big pitch?
Yeah,
like that?
I mean, I think the thing is that what's great about that inning is that, you know, you don't like giving up the runs, obviously, but he had to find it out there. He had to find it during the inning. He had to make an adjustment and still kind of keep it together and keep us in the game, and he did that.
Villar's home run traveled 450 feet as well, and, you know, cold nights usually the ball doesn't travel well in this ballpark, but did you notice something in batting practice or during the game about how the ball was traveling tonight?
I don't know. You know, it was a windy day. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I'm not sure.
Craig, did you use a Knable ahead of Jacob because of where they were in their
just,
lineup?
Yeah.
Did you have certain matchups you like with those two?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, the Fowler and Carpenter, the lefties, and then there's, you know, you're hoping for the four righties for Jacob. That's how we've, you know, with these lineups, if there's a lot of lineups you can't do it with, when we've played St. Louis both times, that's been the plan to do it.
Did you expect to be averaging almost two homers a game through the first month of the season?
No, I didn't expect that, but I think, I do think we've got the lineup that up and down can hit home runs, and there's kind of power at a bunch of spots. So I did expect us to hit some home runs, but, you know, we're hitting them at a pretty good pace right now.
So Fia kind of references, but do you think this is a game where you gave up some runs
in
this game, but
I think Keon Broxton's play in the was that the third inning maybe, was a huge play. I mean, that was no outs, and that's a big inning. Without it, the four double plays were really important. So it is. I mean, it's keeping runs off the board. It's letting Zach kind of get into it and get through it. So it's huge. You know, when you put if we put our glove on the ball, you know, you want to try to get outs.
Did the stressful innings that Zach had, especially the fifth, play more in your mind than his pitch count?
I thought he competed very well tonight. I don't think he was very crisp tonight. But I think sometimes that's how you have to be. And, you know, that's kind of the reason I thought he got through the five innings, did a nice job, and our bullpen would take it from there. Carlos did a nice job in the sixth.
Dirk has been a tough out for you guys going back to Melba Park.
Yeah, no, he's swinging the bat well. I mean, he played well for them last year. He's been a good addition for them, and he's dangerous. He obviously shows he's got power to all fields, and he's hit our mistakes really hard.
You talk about the four double plays and the play by Keon, but also that play to throw out Wong at third base and the rundown was pretty big for you guys too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Wong slipped there, and Arcia made a nice play on the throw, which kind of goes unnoticed. As it was a little tough hop that he makes the play and then he collected himself. But I mean, he's so good out there with his instincts and with that kind of play. So, but he really slowed the play down, I thought, and made sure we got an out there.
But he started it the right way by just going right at
it. Yeah, that's
right?
That's what I'm talking about. There was no reason to rush there. He really slowed the play down.
Thank you.
Thanks. 3-game win streak on Tuesday night when Willie Peralta takes the hill in St. Louis.